Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tapelo ya motho yo lukileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhamelwane ya yona.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live this Thursday live. The name of the show. My name is Ray, and thank you so much to Johan Els is back with you tomorrow. And then, of course, what a joyride it is. Always a learning curve. For some of us, you know, always a learning curve. When I listen to your program, there's something to learn. There is always something to learn. Have you ever listened to someone's program and anticipate learning something or a refreshing of some sort, you know? Or a feel good of some sort. It's just amazing. Thank you, Johan. What an amazing ministry you have. Thursday Live, and I will be talking to the Apostle Phumlamfene and also touching base with Mfundisi Makamu.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Great song there, the music of the forever talented Lionel Richie, man. And of course, we trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. Let the love of the Father continue to embrace us. Let the love of the Father continue to keep us safe and sound. And let it enter into all our hearts that everything that is wicked and evil be submerged, and let love arise even far much more.
Tapelo ya motho yo lukileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhamelwane ya yona.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well. And of course, it is Radio Pulpit Jigelele. Many, many, many people are telling me that, wow, that's great, man. And we will be connecting with Mfundisi Makamu. He said I must give him 10 minutes. So I think it's now about 6 to 8 minutes. And on the line, we have the Apostle Phumlamfene. She's on the line. Greetings to you, Apostle. I trust you're well.
I'm well, but God's grace to all our wonderful, beautiful, handsome, lovely listeners out there. Good to be back here again on a Thursday evening.
Are you well, though?
Yeah, by God's grace. I'm well and kept. And I'm preserved by the grace and mercies of God.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Muruti Makamu will be joining us in just a few minutes, but I want us to start already. With this very aspect of mamare, just speaking in general, before I get into the word, just getting into general, you know, mamaring is associated with what one can call the need to always make injustice surface, you know, on your part, even when you're wrong, when you're wrong. mamaring is when actually something bad has happened to you, but by the grace of the Father saves you. And then you continue to say, but yeah, this should not have happened to me.
Yeah.
Because you have seen other people whom you regard as worse than you, who have had nothing like that happening to them. That's mamaring. Yeah. Mamaring also, that sense of despondency, where basically One basically is clamoring, complainings, you know, complainings. And such a person is voicing what one can look into as a format of dissatisfaction, albeit it be unjustified, but one really murmurs. Jonah did a murmuring after coming from Nineveh. He started to murmur, sitting under a tree. Murmur, you know, says, but you should have killed them so that they should know that you are the father who means all that he says. But you, knowing you went on and had mercy on them, you know.
Yeah.
So he was complaining that, look, I've been swallowed by a fish, man.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go there because I knew you would forgive them.
Uh-huh.
You know, a despondency of a sort on our part. And the word is saying quite a lot here. It is also when we become fault finders. You know, even in something that is righteous, we become fault finders, you know, and this is a big problem, you know. Now, murmuring is also regarded in this way, and I want to go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verses 2-3. It says, the foolishness of a man twists his way, and his heart frets against the Most High. It is when our hearts are fretting against the Father, even though it is our foolishness that twisted our ways. And we say to him, by the way, you said you will never leave me nor forsake me. Look at what happened. We post it like that. We don't look at our own foolishness, that it is because of our own foolishness. And even in that foolishness, the Father protected us. Hence, we are able to come back and lodge a complaint against him. And sometimes people don't speak these complaints, but in their hearts, so much words are spoken. And check this out. For the Father sees the meditations of our hearts. Now, when you look into Isaiah 29, verses 24, it says, these also erred in spirit. These also erred in spirit will come to understanding, and those who complained will learn doctrine. The notion of always complaining against the Father, against the saints, you know, always complaining. It's very much associated to the spirit of murmurings. Now, in ministries, and those who lead ministries would maybe tell us about this, or those in ministries would tell us about this. We see Absalom really murmuring against his father at the gates of the city, and actually campaigning against his father at the gates of the city. And we see murmurings also today. In the olden times, we used to see a person is anointed and then really prays for people, and people become healed, and people start to say, wow, when that person was talking, we heard God. You know? And then, so it means when other people are talking, they hear the devil.
Yeah.
You know? So that is murmuring. Because the Father basically is talking to us, but we do what we call selective hearing. We have those who are also told, and then now you see them on social networks really having church somewhere in a flat in Sunnyside. They are having church there. How? Musmuto is the person you have been training all these years. Only to find that he has been doing what used to be known in Quatrichville as the Haze Besuke. He has been visiting these people and telling them all the things that they are is satisfied with, and in a way has been clamoring them to come their way, to come into his party. It happens everywhere. And this time I want us to focus in the body of believers. We see also amongst ourselves, and this thing causes a lot of damage, especially to those who are babies in the faith. We see quite a lot of this murmurings. They come because people want positions.
Yeah.
When someone starts murmuring against you, it's because you have not been playing the right cards by his or her bribes, you know.
Yeah.
They've been campaigning for you and talking about you that you are the servant of the Most High. Somehow they thought you are going to be anointing them to be second in command. And there, you don't anoint them in time and they are gone. You see them on Facebook. Just to tanganema Facebook. You see them on Facebook. And they start to have services and they start to have ministries and they start to prophesy and all those kinds of things and stuff. And they start to pose for pictures and all those kinds of things. And before you know it, they have 10,000 followers.
Yeah.
But the basis of it was murmuring. And the devil knows that even if they can be successful for 30 years, for 20 years, for 100 years, he's going to get his payback because the deposit of the fundamentals, the foundational deposit into that ministry was murmuring. So everybody will have that spirit. Whether they like it or not, there is a time that it's going to implode, that spirit. And everything else. And the devil will make it to come up like such a big, big, big scandal. So that people would say, if it is believers who are fighting like this, who are we? We are not going there. We are not going there. And they go on the newspapers and everywhere and they start to speak all those kinds of linen against themselves, against one another. Murmuring. Power hunger. We know the fate of Absalom. Eh? Murmuring brings death and many people don't want to talk about it. When we murmur, if I am in the Apostle Pumla's ministry and I'm amongst the ones who murmur, I'm actually subtracting my years of living here on earth. And I'm not trying to frighten anyone. Check how Absalom died. No, no, go and check. Go and check. Come and tell me if I'm lying.
Yeah.
The notion of murmuring, there's a guy called Judas Iscariot. Judas. There's a time that this woman was anointing Christ's feet and with oil. And he started to murmur so much with fragrance. And it smelled all over the room. And he basically said, look, this is such a waste. We could be making so much money with this thing. You shouldn't be doing his feet with this. We could be making money.
Yeah,
we need to have some food. Sometimes we don't have food. We have to take food from five-year-olds. Little boys with five loaves and two fish. And here's a person allowing his feet. What kind of luxury is this? You can imagine all the murmuring there.
Come on.
And he committed suicide. Look, there are genuine concerns that people should have, but don't go the murmuring way. People can have genuine concerns. You can have genuine concerns about anyone, but you don't have to go the murmuring way, end up gossiping, end up arousing people to fight against your fellow leader in the church, your fellow minister, your fellow pastor. And you basically arouse everyone to bring them down.
Yeah.
That the spirit of rebellion, it's Jezebel. And I said there are genuine ways to make your concerns heard. And if there are genuine ways, the Father will show you how.
Yeah.
You don't have to come to me and say, someone else saw. Le petrol ya hai tsela ke nna. Kati ya itswering ya o swipe ela ke nna. Have I just dinner mola? It was in my house. What is this suburb? There's this suburb go Joburg, man, that is loved by believers, man. There's this suburb. I see Bryanston, I see Sandton. There's this suburb, man.
I
said this man. I have a friend who stays there. And so yeah, by Rata suburb, it's a very, very upmarket suburb. Yeah, le mola hatle tse ke di visitor tsa hae mo that lounge ke ko nna kwale.
Bagel group,
a ke tla hopola metshomi. Hey. And you would see that in most instances and times these are just riddled with, you know, some things that they thought they were promised, which are not coming about. Yeah, maybe demand na mutsepiso ke tlotlwela msadi aka and then wena o be motho aka. Or yeah, so na mufantlo hai di lototsotlhe everything, you know, ona le private shower. Eh le bya lung. Eh how mo promote mo riding no mo ditiro mme ya ko yona.
Ah boy.
Mama ring starts. And they start to become prophets now. They start to speak.
Yeah.
Lamentations chapter 3 verse 39 says, why should a living man complain? Why should a living man complain? A man for the punishment of his sins. The notion of murmuring will always bring punishment.
Come on.
It brings punishment. It brings disaster. We saw it brings death. We saw it brings self-inflicted deaths. Now we see it brings punishment. That is what it is all about. When we come back, we are talking with Apostle Phumla Mfene, and of course, I will connect with Mfundisi Makam, and we look into this aspect of murmuring.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
657 Media More. If we're talking about murmuring, it comes in many ways. We saw in the word how it brings disaster, how it brings punishment. We saw how murmuring actually is a spirit of despondency. It's a spirit of fault finding and actually looking for the aspect of wanting to see a person really sabotaged because they did not meet or they did not bring in that which you were anticipating from them. But also we saw how murmuring came about in Judas Iscariot. We saw how murmuring came about in Absalom, and we saw the results. Let's welcome Mfundisi Makam. Sabona Mruti, welcome.
In the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior who died and rose from death, Yahusha HaMashiach.
Thank you so much. And let me go to you straight, Apostle. The very notion of murmuring, fault-finding, dissatisfaction, complaining. I like that verse which I read in Lamentations 3:39. Why should a living man complain? And it's not a question. Why should a living man complain? Which means, actually, a living man has no right to complain. Because in sin we were conceived, eh? By grace, yeah. We are saved by faith in Christ, the Yahusha.
Yeah.
What say you?
Yeah. You said some very powerful stuff. Number one, you mentioned that oftentimes people, when they murmur, you know, they'll murmur even if God has, like, come through for them in one way or another.
Mm.
And they will still feel like God could have done more.
Mm.
And you also mentioned that, you know, there's always a decent way to present a matter or to also complain. In fact, you know, it is acceptable somehow to complain, but not to mama, because these are two different things. Because remember, and you mentioned something very powerful as well when you said, sometimes, you know, you'll be equipping people to become leaders, and we're not above Shabilo, once they're ready, then they'll be given more responsibility. They will be placed in positions where as a leader, you know, you have seen it fit.
Mm.
So before you even get there, you realize that this person has started something somewhere, and you see it on Facebook, and it happens over and over again. But it doesn't just start there. It doesn't just go there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't start by complaining, because I said complaining and murmuring, you know, it's two different things, because when you complain, you are very distinct and you're very expressive and you're very precise regarding the matter that you're not happy with. And when you complain, somehow you'd also have this attitude that you want this thing to be resolved. But when people murmur, they don't want any resolution, because remember, you cannot satisfy people, Baba Mamarang, because they're never satisfied. You know, in them, there's that element of discontention. They're always, always not happy. And unfortunately, the most unfortunate part of this whole thing is that, you know, murmuring has also everything to do with malicious whispering of slander. So there's a slandering going on. Hence, you know, when we are trying to keep these people, and then the next thing, they gather a group of believers. But they don't just gather them like that. They begin to, you know, behind the scenes, you know, and behind closed doors, they'll be whispering. Remember, murmuring is also whispers. So people, they whisper. And have a whisperer, they're slandering somebody's name. They're slandering somebody's character by chopper to bits and pieces. But they're doing it in a low tone and a low voice, you know, because they're in a banal agenda. But one, I mean, look at a practical example. Yeah, Aaron and Miriam. They started murmuring, you know, about Moses, slandering, you know, Libitola Moses in the process. So hence I'm saying, you know, murmuring has a lot to do as well with slandering people's names and character, you know, and also people who murmur. The sad thing about it is that, Joe, they are able to bring down that which was over the years.
Mm.
But it says something very profound as well, and you said, chickens always come home to roost. Because you can murmur and gather a group, gather a crowd of 10,000 people, as you correctly put it, and things can seem to be going your way for years.
Mm.
But when you least expect it, the same measure that you gave unto others, it will be given back unto you. Not even same measure. Now, when it's given back to you, it will be running over, Baba.
Mm.
It will be running over the 10,000 in no time. But crush, but disappear. And before that happens, the same attitude that you had, your slander of people and taking off the rag from their feet, so that when now you can stand on the carpet. And unfortunately, Joe, but Baba Mamarang, there's no abana sense of respect.
It's...
And there's no sense of dignity there.
Mm.
Because tell me, have you explained a situation where you were... Because also they're very, very dissatisfied. They're unhappy with the way things are done in the leadership. You said something, or sometimes you have promised them stuff, and they don't even realize that as much as you promise and you committed that you will do something for them, they can't even read between the lines that the two have not taken shape. They have not come to a place where really what has been promised can be delivered. So they allow also the spirit, whatever spirit of murmuring, coupled with the spirit of being impatient.
Yeah.
And Mutapilo, I can't wait anymore. They've wasted my time for 5 years. I can't waste more, five more times. And then I've waited for this man to come through for me on Tepis. I mean, we have had that over and over again, more especially people that come from different churches. When they come, they will tell you, we have been promised stuff, but in the process, they don't explain that they fail to wait for the appointed time. So when they fail, instead of them, and they try for the support from others who Baba Tanang Libona, and then Batamaya Kaufela, Bayo Stata, something that is twisted somewhere in the corner out there, and then Barmushito Tolapi.
Yeah, I hear you quite well. If you just come in, we are talking about murmuring, the spirit of murmuring amongst us. And I'm not saying people do not have the right to complain, you can. There's a right way to do it. And we talk about this one, and I'm going to show you how the father describes it as an error.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
In the word of the Father, in Job 33 verses 12, it says, "Look, in this you are not righteous. I will answer you, for Yahuwah is greater than man." When we murmur, we actually do this in some form of our own righteousness. And thereby, we basically forsake the righteousness that is of the Father. Because he says, in this, you are not righteous. It's an error that is brought on by self-righteousness. And I'm not talking about also, you know, But it's an error that is brought on by self-righteousness. When you deem yourself as being right and the other man being wrong, to an extent, overlooking the aspect of saying, look at others as better than yourself, regardless of who they are, whether they live in the streets, they smell of urine, regard them as better than yourself. Now, in Proverbs 19, verse 3, says, "The foolishness of man twists his way, and his heart frets against the Elohim." His heart is fretting. It's a heart that frets against the Elohim. Now, it's a war against the Father. And the Father looks at this as a lack of wisdom, a foolishness. Again, when you look into Isaiah 29:24, it says, "These also erred in spirit." It's an error in the spirit. When we murmur, we are committing errors in the spirit. It's an error in spirit. It says, "Those who erred in spirit will come to understanding." It's a devoid of understanding also. We become devoid of understanding. That's why I spoke of how people basically feel entitled to the grace of the Father, to an extent of justifying themselves that they well are deserving of the grace of the Father. And it's a problem we face much of the time also there. And then, of course, I'm not saying that people, when they do wrong, we have to keep quiet. No. The issue is to address things according to the word of the Father, not according to our own spirits, our own self-righteousness. It's when now we start to commit errors in the spirit. And we fail many times. Yeah. And I see it even in Abafundis, the way they criticize each other. I see it. Okay, this is a spiritual error. This thing is supposed to be addressed through the word. Look, let's look into the word and reason together. But the other one wants to outlast the other one. And the ones who are in the church here, they say, okay, look, this is, I used to call it the spirit of Martha. Who is that sister of Aaron? And she was filled with a spirit of bitterness against Moses, the Mosaic. She was filled with that spirit. And she started to rot, to grow leprosy. Ah, look at what mothering brings now. She started to rot. So we're bringing all these things to ourselves, you know, irreparable damage to ourselves because of mothering. We don't address things in the right way. Fundis Makam, what comes to mind?
Yeah, ngiyabonga mfundisi wami ukuthi na sithola lethu balelo ukukhuluma ngomdlavuza okhona. emzimbeni kaChrist. And lo mdlavuza lona ubizi uyawulimaza umzimba ngoba uma umzimba unomdlavuza awukhona ukukhula kahle. So imama ringumruti kuyisono that comes from flesh nature, from our flesh nature, of our hearts, and it robs us of God's blessing. Ngoba uNkulunkulu ethi noma afuna ukusibusisa, kuthala kuthina akakhoni ukusibusisa. Inhliziyo lesinayo igcwele izinto, yibhizi, iyangurangura, bathi kungurangura ngesitshangano yezomfundiso. Yeah, so inhliziyo leli bhizi iyakhonona, ayikhoni ukwamukela izinto. Yes, as you said, Mruti, correctly, ukuthi na uma izinto zikhona ebandleni, hayi ngokuthi kumele abazalwane bathule, but mabayi-address through the word. Izwi lithi hayi ukuthi kufoma inhlangano nyana ekhona, le nhlangano nyana le lapho izoba iqala ukubhikisha, ibhikishela ibandla. Lokhu sikubonile kuMoses uma aphuma nesizwe sakwa Israel ku Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14 uma uqala lapho kuvele Bible says ukuthi na isizwe sakwa Israel lapha sasime khona lapha ePi Hahiroti lithi uma babona ama Egyptians eza abalandela baqala bamamara ukuthi no, dala thina sikutshela ukuthi na lapho sisa khona sizolimala, amathuna maningi eGibhita ngaba sifele khona, yonke into yenziwa le, but wena wakhetha kusithatha. And the Bible does not state ukuthi na kunalapha ama Israelite ake akhuluma khona ukuthi Moses asifuni ukuhamba ukaze ihlangana naye le vesi le lapho. But la ngoba sekune something yenzakalayo bayisabayo, so baveza into bangakazi bayikhuluma ukuthi na sike sakutshela ukuthi kune into enje, and wena wayenza inkani ukuthi kungcono sihambile sela la ehlala. And le nto le lapho yamthukuthelisa uNkulunkulu ngoba uNkulunkulu uyekuseta ukuthi na isize sakhe sibe nhliziyo enye, kungabikho umuntu azoba abhikishela le nto uNkulunkulu ayenzayo. Because complaining against Moses is complaining against God. Moses was not representing himself, but Moses was an ambassador to Yahuwah himself. So when you complain against Moses, you are complaining against the love we am to me. So uNkulunkulu lento yamthukuthelisa, although seka uyabakhrosisa, but already sekuna lento lela, sekune group nyana yabantu labala abazibiza ukuthi hayi thina singabubani bani yithi sekwaziyo ukumtshela uMoses nina ningamagwala ni. Understand? So ukubhikisha lokhu esinako emabandleni umfundisi wami makuphele into mayi address indaba yokufihla, ngoba le spirit lesila sekugcineni sibina sikreta ukuhleba. So unidlabhani labantu lapho unalo la okumele se uhleba nabo, umbonile wenze so. Uma umbona abheka le kuba nje, uma umbona asipha iso usiphela bani bani, into ifana nale seyicreata intshebo sokuba igroupu kungakho emabandleni. Mfundisi, ngicela uyinake le nto lela. Uma kuphunywa emabandleni kune group nyana uzoyithola, maybe ibe u-5 bame bodwa, nalapha kune-5 bame bodwa, nalapha kune-6 bame bodwa. La amagroup nyana la amagroup okuthi lawa la amanye wokubhikisha, amanye wokuyakha ibandla, amanye wokuyenza yinini, amanye womnikela, amanye elapha zibonako ngathi bangconywana. Then injust. So igroup emamarini nayo yinjalo, izicreatele igroup nyana yabo lapho bama bakhuluma izinto zasebandleni, and
ekugcineni leso zintelezela zihamba ziyokhulunywa ngaphandle abantu bangasakhona ukumamukela uNkulunkulu ngenxa yokuthina thina esizibiza kuthina singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu asikhona ukuresolve izinto in an amicable way silungisa izinto ngokumamara ezinye sizikhuluma zisemasaluni ezinye sizikhuluma zisemasofeni ezinye sizikhuluma akukho lapha sikwaziyo ukuthi sihlale kahle nebandlela kaNkulunkulu senza kahle and le nto le lapha yisitshontsha ama-blessings in our lives yisitshontsha ama-blessings empilweni yethu iyasilimaza kakhulu le nto le la buka kuthina bonke bafike bacomplaina kuMoses abangenanga eKanani and uNkulunkulu akusumqambe manga yimise kanana then kafika jabulisa nje kufika abashiya endleleni no uNkulunkulu akakwenzi lokho umuntu wafika wangena uKhalebi noJoshua and labantu bangena ngokuthi banethemba uNkulunkulu noma ngaba kuyamamara kwezwane abangene kwalendla banenyane nje zabantu abazibizayo ukuthi thina singaba operation Dudura or whatever abangeni kulawo ma-operation lawo lapha bayenza umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu ngendlela ifanele and without complaining so let's spirit that sisitshontshe ama-blessings yebandla kakhulu and siyakhulekela asipholi siyasicela asamukeli and sicabanga ukuthi na inkinga anginikeli akusi inkinga yomnikelo uNkulunkulu akadingi umnikelo wakho uNkulunkulu angazi ukuthi ngizothi ezilwe ne or whatever akadingi le mali yakho uNkulunkulu udinga umuntu azoba anenhliziyo emhlophe ingena ma-complain kuye then ke uma ukhuleka according to the word of God lithi uma unembeza angakusoli then remember ukuthi when you pray uNkulunkulu uza kulungisa izinto zakho zakuphendula but now sitshontshelwa ama-blessings ngendaba yale zinto lezi zokumamara
sure bless you I hear you thank you so much and we give the Father the glory. If you just joined us, welcome to it, man. We are talking about the spirits of murmuring and what they do. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note there. Drop them quick because sometimes when you drop them before 8, then there's so many to play, and it's not fair to cut on them. I'd like you to just be able to have enough time to speak just as much as you will, even as you call. The number to dial is 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. You can give us a shout. We are touching base on the issue of murmuring. Now, I'm looking at Jonah chapter 4, verse 2. So he prayed to the Elohim and said, "Ah, Elohim, was not this that I said when I was still in my country? Therefore I fled previously to Tarshish. For I know that you are a gracious and merciful Elohim, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm." Check it out. Jonah is complaining. And I said it earlier on, Apostle, that Jonah is complaining, sitting under a tree, and say, "You see, that's why I don't want to preach. I didn't want to go and preach there. Now the whole city is saved. And actually, you said you want to punish them. Why don't you just make an example and punish them?"
Yeah.
You know, perhaps when he was preaching there, they were mocking him. And when he was going to the other section of the city, people were left repenting there. And then when he was done with the work, the whole city was saved and he was seated there very, very, very despondent in his heart, fretting against the Father and saying, "You see, you are full of loving kindness." And many people say, "Yeah, wena ulukile thata wena." We mama also, in doing the work, not knowing that it is a spirit of error. This indeed is a spirit of error on our part. Apostle?
Hey, a spirit of error. Unfortunately, Muruti, this spirit of error, if it's not taken care of, if it's not discarded, it can be somehow incorporated Moma Pelong Abatu by Inke as normal, and hence a lot of good institutions, you know, good churches, yes, the division because of the spirit of Mamara. But allow me to say something.
Yeah.
Initially, I did indicate that murmuring and complain are Lithuani at all. Because sometimes when you, not even sometimes, oftentimes when you complain over the solution, I would really respect somebody who complains because they want to be heard and because they have a reasonable a concern, you know, a justifiable concern. Now, when you read in the book of Acts chapter 6, verse 1, in those days when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So this was a concern, and it was a genuine concern because there were those who were sidelined, who were excluded from that daily provision. So this matter was presented with dignity and respect to the apostles. Because it was a genuine concern, and even the way it was presented in an acceptable way. So it was sorted out. But then when people murmur, abamamari because they want a matter to be addressed. In fact, murmuring in oftentimes is used as an excuse to exit. But to have an exit an institution or workplace or kokereking, hangata bata thoma babamamari, baba discontent. I could they'll be unhappy about every small thing and every big. Go run on train, drive by everything about bonang they are not happy. So lo, ukasiba tusu solve concern yabona because they have just made up their mind where they will be discontent, they will be dissatisfied with the way things are run, with the leadership, with but they are just miserable. How ukasiba tusu ba trouble jo. And unfortunately, people baba mamarang they have an attitude that goes lebuge. Go ukasiba thabisi ka next. No can try to solve a problem and I live in a then they will better raise the end. So they will always raise one thing on top of another because Bona, they are not about problem solving. They are not about getting solutions. Bona, they are about fault finding. And Kima Papa on out. And then when we also read the Word of God in the book of Mark chapter 14 verse 4. Remember, I said normally when people murmur, what they then do, they find fault. About America, wanna is to make sure they find fault in everything. Everybody can see the everything on point. But now they will always find a fault. You can preach your lungs out and preach the best sermon ever. They will still find fault. Leader ever that they've ever submitted Koyo, but they will still find fault. Like as I also say, but who always people who are always murmuring, they're not about finding solution. They're not about addressing a matter. But not all they want is to make sure and then scare also they use it as an exit. But also there'll be more hash hash. You know nothing at all hash hash.
Yeah.
Whispering. As a leader, after Sabak, Utamakalabarawa. It's been going on for a year. When I was told that the decision is late. But in the book of Mark, chapter 14, verse 4, Eric, and some of those who were present, they were saying, they were whispering one to another about why waste this perfume? Why waste money?
Nice.
When Jesus was anointed, it was a good thing. You get what I mean? That was happening. And any normal person, on a ling malebuko, but those Baba Mama Rang, Baba Nahor, why who is you a telete? Why telete? Hosa Tusi with the beggars, Hosa You know, they, like as I say, they don't want to find solution, people who are murmuring.
Mm.
All they want is to continue to find fault, an ending, find fault, fault finding attitude. Mm. There's so unsatisfied. They call bona. Banale pelo tse di khopo batho ba ba mamarang.
So
ba tlhoka Jesu le lo ba mo dikerekeng tsa rona mara ba tlhoka Jesu o mogolo. Ha ona ntho ka hetsang jo. Ba ka ithabelang. You can back and front o try and jo to make things right, but people who mama, they will always find a thing e ba ka mamarang ka yona.
I hear you. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. I see people are going like 657 AM. And then, yeah, man. Send us a WhatsApp. We are talking about the very notion, the very spirit of murmuring amongst us these days and what the effects are.
Tapelo ya motho yo lukileng ina le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhamelwane ya yona.
Tune in for the 25th Cafe, where young adults talk about life, daily challenges, relationships, money matters, current issues, and of course, godly guidance. 25th Cafe, Saturdays from 7 to 9 p.m. or listen to the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za. Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, let me bring this to you, Mruti Makamu. Now, Yahushai is making this instruction to us. In John chapter 6, verse 43, many people don't see this, but it is there. And the Father is telling us, Christ, Yahushai, HaMashiach, is telling us this. It says, Yahushai therefore answered and said to them, do not murmur amongst yourselves. It's a divine law. Because he knows the consequences. He knows what it does to us. It's an error in the spirit. It is also bringing quite a lot of disasters against us. Christ, the Messiah, is warning us on this. Funis Makam.
It's a sense of injustice where you feel kutina every circumstance for you is unfair. Uthi ngiyakho uyakhala ukuhambisa ngeenyawo uyakhala ngibeze emotweni uyakhala kahle umuntu una this spirit akaneliseki ufana nomuntu useparlamenta akaneliseki ayikho upresident azofika eparlamenta bathi no this time this man has done the right thing no yonke into azobayenza because you are a member Parliament, you have to say something against the lento I kulumayo. So I'll need seki na the spirit lesila. And the spirit lesila passing goes in front of ngoba. The spirit babanye sinuku vusa a rebellion. The spirit abanye bagbena ba rebella ba pikisha pagati kwabanja abanye ku sinuku vusa foot a spirit is a pride. The spirit lesila. Ngoba phela imimoya ye interlinka yona ngokwayo so sithi lo muntu une spirit of rebellion yilinka ku isuka siyolinka ku pride silinka ukuthi why ashumayela kanje mina ngingashumayela kangcono why ayenze kanje ayikho into umuntu azoyenza wena uyibona ukuthi right number 2 silinka ku spirit se sokuba stubborn Silika ku spirit se rebellion. Silika ku spirit se silento lela. Se unbelief. Tata silika ku spirit se fear. Zonke lezinto lela zifuna okay, the demonic is only as interested in group one, but it's in getting all this spirit a sort so so conon. So, as a body of Christ, ukulunkulu akafuni ukuthina sikhonon. When there is a dispute inside the church, I solve ukulunkulu in an amicable way. Hayi ngendlela ukuthina kuloko ku. And according to what umphosala bekayisho, kuthi hayi ngokuthi bafuna ukusolve labantu lawo. Abafuna ukusolve kahle kahle bona, bafuna ukuzibona babe against whatever. Hayi ngokuthi kunento bafuna ukusolve, bafuna ukuzibona bona, because lapha ispirit se pride naso siyangena, as I was saying. So ibandlela kaNkulunkulu umfundisi wami, kungathi singaqaphela kakhulu this spirit, ngoba le spirit lesila singozi kakhulu ebandleni likaNkulunkulu. UJehova akayifuni lento lela. UNkulunkulu ubanikeza ukudla imana, but bayaqeda bayacomplain again about imana. No, sekulungile le mana yakhona, kathi sizoyidla kuze kube nini. So hamba nalo uNkulunkulu kuze kube nini. UNkulunkulu ngifuna ukuba yinkosi yenu. No, thina sifuna lokhu. And hayi ngokuthi ikhona into engcono bafunayo kuyiletha. Ayikho as apostle abekayisho. Ayikho into engcono bafuna kuyiletha. Whatever that comes from you is a distraction. Baba, izokudestroya impilo yakho for the rest of yempilo yakho uze uyofa. And uphinde ube necala futhi in the presence of the Lord. So we must be careful of this spirit.
Thank you so much. Let's hear what you say. Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729. Mamaring, this spirit, what comes to mind when you talk about this?
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.